With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, North Texas. It is the Sean and RJ Show here on 105.3 The Fan. I am Pat Doney from NBC5. Filling in for Sean, who is out sick. Yeah. Alongside RJ Choppy, Roy White, Troy Hughes behind the glass. Chop, I would ask you how you are, but anytime I hear someone who works this close in proximity to someone else is out sick, it makes me a little nervous.
He's not out sick. He has allergies. There's a difference.
Okay.
Allergies are not contagious.
It was referred to as a sickness to me.
Well, it's a sick day.
Okay.
Okay, because you're not here. But it's allergies.
Oof. And I don't think the Fan text is going to be very friendly to that at 877-881-1053 because I just got to imagine there's a lot of people out there that probably brave the allergies. And that's not to say he wasn't struggling yesterday.
He was struggling, but here's the thing. When you have allergies and you're on the radio and you're snotty and you're gargly in your throat, it doesn't sound good. And it hurts. Hurts to talk. So... whatever. I mean, you take your sick days when you want to take your sick days. I don't usually ever take sick days for whatever reason.
Ooh, you want to know a fun fact about your sick days then? You probably have about 60 of them.
Do they really roll over?
They roll over?
Yes. Jonathan Shipman and I discovered that about a couple weeks ago.
Which is why Roy is planning on taking November off coming up in the next few weeks.
So if I come down with a serious, I don't know, a coma... for like a month, you'll know why.
That would be a serious sickness. You are right about that.
That's pretty good. So that's like that. You got like free FMLA leave. Heck yeah, dude.
Heck yeah, brother.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
I may have to get him to get in on that one. But yeah, he's not like sick.
All right.
But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't like, you know, put your tongue on that microphone.
I'm leaning back a little further today than normal. Sean Sharif out with an allergy day, apparently. We'll call
Zyrtec
it that.
Day.
So I think all of you can relate to this in some extent, maybe a little less chop in the moment, you know, than Roy and Troy. Okay. But I'm in a little bit of a circumstance with my wife and my family at home, and it really hit home yesterday. Okay. So as you guys all know, my 4-year-old son, Hudson, has cerebral palsy. He's 4 years old, and he's part of this group called Team Hoyt Texas. Okay. This Team Hoyt Texas group is amazing. It's made up of volunteers who push kids with special needs in running wheelchairs in 5K, 10K, and half marathon races in order for the kids to kind of feel like they're part of a team or part of an organization.
Oh, yeah.
Really cool thing, right?
That's awesome.
These people are saints. Like, to do this for fun, one of the racers, by the way, her name is Sadie. She kind of runs the thing. I asked her, hey, have you trained for the 5K the first time Hudson did? She said, no, but I ran an Ironman in Australia last week. And I was like, so I think you're going to be okay.
All
right, you're going to be fine. So my wife, 4 races ago, decides she is going to start pushing our son in these 5K races.
And how heavy is the...
the young lad?
Stroller? No, there's like the you know, because you're in...
What's the push feel like? Is it like a lawnmower?
Well, we'll get there in just a moment here now. So it's a little more than you might think. And our son is, you know, pushing 40 pounds, you know, kind of a big dude, right? So she ran the first 3 races and it went great. And then the dreaded question. So my daughter, she's 6. We've been going to cheer him on at the races. The dreaded question. So when are you going to join us? When are you going to start running? When are you going to start running the 5? Well, all right. So I'm a gym guy, you know, a couple days a week, lift weights, you know, the elliptical machine, right? There's a big difference between running outside, pushing a 40-pound kid in one of those strollers, and being at the gym.
Huge difference. Not even close.
So yesterday we ran a 5K in our neighborhood.
You're just training?
Just to see how it went.
Now, let me ask you, when he's not available, are you lugging the same amount of equipment that you were lugging this morning from your car into the studio? So, he had a wagon.
It's right here. Yeah, no, I get the blue wagon. Yeah.
Which is heavier?
Probably the wagon, just okay. because it has the camera and the tripod and all that. Here, Chop's going over here to push the wagon around a little bit.
Give that a tug, Chop.
I mean, it's tug got it smooth. Smooth. It's a smooth ride. But
that's not a smooth roll. That's a bad roll.
But you're not
right
jogging
there.
With that bad boy.
No, that's a bad roll.
So what do you do when your wife or significant other comes to you and says, hey, it's a beautiful day outside. Let's go push your son with special needs in a 5K outside. Go get a little workout in. Because I'm hurting today, and I need to come up with a reason why not to do this again the next time.
What is that, 3.2 miles?
3.2 miles. Is there any answer?
Chop's going to have a way out of this while he
ponders that. That's why I'm coming to the expert. That's why I'm including you in the conversation.
While he ponders that, I'll tell you, I'm at a loss. Because I don't, and this happens sometimes the other way around with my wife. She'll complain about, you know, oh, I eat too much junk food.
Okay.
Or I don't exercise enough. But if I dare make the mistake of jumping on to one of those exclamations by saying, you know what, we should both go like run. Let's go running together. What does that mean?
You trying to say I'm fat?
What is that? What are you
trying to say?
What do you mean? What are you trying to say about my body?
Yeah.
And I don't know how I would do it in reverse if she was trying to encourage me to run. I would just say, you've been working for this for a long time. You've been preparing for this for a long time. For me to jump out of stable state and try to run a 5K, that's not going to be good for either of us.
I've just never loved running long distance. It's just never, you know, I played sports growing up, and I played sports in high school too, but it's all...
You sound just like me. You only, the reason you played sports is so that you could run without having to like think about it. I don't want to just run to run. That sounds terrible.
I got you covered here, Donnie.
All right. Help me out.
You've already done one running session. When is this 5K?
Oh, it's Saturday, but this is not the one she's asking me to run in this week. So I will have a few weeks to, you know.
Okay.
It's more just getting out of the day-to-day workouts around the neighborhood.
Go buy a knee brace.
Okay.
$10, Walgreens, CVS, whatever.
Ooh.
I got a bulky knee. How old are you?
34.
You're too young for a back injury.
Cropped up.
Yeah.
Just cropped up the other day.
Yeah.
I didn't know what happened, sweetie, but I was running like you said. I was running out on the pavement like I don't normally do. My shins aren't built for it.
There you go. Shin splints. You've already started the workout, so you're obviously, she knows you're willing to do it.
Committed.
Man, my knee.
Mm.
My knee's starting to act up on me.
This is going to be a problem because it involves some form of deception, of lying.
It's not lying.
And that is going to be a problem for Mr. Doney.
He's not lying. He's trying to get out of something. He's actually going to me to get out of something.
Do you have a knee problem, Pat?
It depends on
see,
if you're depends. Asking me to run.
It depends. See? See? Go to the chiropractor. Go to the doctor. Just
maybe
go.
You, maybe you
get
do
it out.
Chiropractors do always find problems with someone,
of
right?
Course.
Does anyone ever go to the chiropractor and the guy's like, you know what, you're good.
No.
Don't worry about it. Don't come back anymore.
Your back will always crack. It will
always
crack.
Going on.
Turn around. Get out of here. It's not needed.
So that's what I would do. I would literally go and buy a knee brace. That's what I would do. I would go buy a knee brace. One of those, just like a slip-on. One of those $8, $10 ones. And then put it on, say, I'm going to try to give it a go with you tonight. That's what you say. I'm going to try to give it a go. And then you get about four houses down, and you guys make that first turn. I can't do it anymore. And you go back in the house.
Pull up lame. Well, I mean,
you go watch game five of Dodgers Nets.
Okay, how would you feel the day after running a 5K if you were called to do it today? Like if you had no training at all?
First of all, I wouldn't be able to finish.
Okay.
But I would.
Soreness?
Yeah, there'd be soreness.
Hamstrings?
My shins. So I play softball, old man softball. Mm.
So
my
you're
shins
you're physically
hurt.
Fit, absolutely. Really active.
My shins hurt when I run. Like my shins scream. When I run, and there's no way I'd be able to finish. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Would
I'd be able to
finish. Would
you
be wearing a knee brace?
No, I should be not. Should not be running. Playing softball.
But right.
Oh man, I'm 40, Pat. I'm like the Mike Gundy of radio.
All right,
you can't do it.
One fan texter from the 817 Autoflex Leasing fan text 877-881-1053. The fan, you laugh. That's what you do. Immediately following the question, you laugh. It's honest and not mean-spirited, but it'll also get the point across that you don't want to do what you're being asked to do.
Yeah. I'm too much of a just pushover with that kind of stuff, man. You know, and it's like with my son and everything, now I kind of feel like I'm getting dragged into this thing because it's like, what do you do?
Well,
how do you How do you say, no, I'm good, thanks, you know, I mean.
I will say the benefit of doing it is that you would then get to have that experience with your son where you're making him extremely happy, which I'm sure you've found many, many times is a feeling unlike any other.
No question about it. Hey, did you guys watch anything last night? Were you locked in on, you had the baseball stuff and all that kind of stuff too?
I was all in on game four. Astros and Rays.
All in on it.
I was. I was for the last half of the game. The first half, I was doing something that was much, much more annoying, which was I had to go buy a suit.
Oh, man.
And I was expecting to go. I had a plan. Go. Walk in. Get it and leave.
Yeah, that's not how it works, man.
Two and a half hours later.
Now, were you going like fancy?
No, I went to H&M.
Well, I mean, come on. There's some that, I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to buy a $99 suit. Didn't work.
Well, we're going to break down a little more about your suit game, apparently. Also, the games that happened last night. We'll talk a little about what you watched, what you didn't watch, if you should have watched it. It's all coming up when we're back on 105.3 The Fan. Back here on the Sean and RJ Show, I am Pat Doney from NBC5 filling in for Sean alongside the rest of the guys. Going to talk a little this morning and play a little game at 6 o'clock called If I Were a Betting Man.
Ah!
Which,
Chop, I am.
You a betting man?
I've been known to dabble a time or two, although this past weekend, I wish I wasn't. Holy cow.
Did you get rocked this
Just
weekend?
Just a murdering.
I went 11-5 against the spread this weekend.
Did you really? Good
I'm
for
in
you.
The 96th percentile in America.
Nice.
ESPN's pigskin pick'em, which means nothing, and no one cares. That's okay. But the point is we're going to put the Dallas Cowboys up against the entire NFL coming up at 6 o'clock. First thing I want to know, what did you guys watch last night? A lot of sports options, kind of.
There was one
Well,
option.
No. I mean, the Stars were playing.
I'm sorry, there was two. There was
and,
two options.
And you had the baseball playoff game.
Yep.
And then you also had the Mavericks preseason game, which did not feature Kristaps Porzingis or Luka Doncic.
RJ didn't consider that an option.
That's not an option.
When I walked in, I said, what'd you guys think? Roy and I were sitting there, what'd you think of the Mavs game last night? He goes, nobody watches preseason basketball.
No, less people watch preseason basketball than they watch regular season basketball, and nobody watches regular season basketball. Nobody watches regular season baseball either.
this year's different.
It might be a little touch different. It does have that feel around North Texas to me. Anytime, so, you know, I judge it a lot by just like the conversations I have with my buddies, right, about sports. And these are guys who are casual sports fans. They're tolos. They listen, you know, but they're, you know, they're not really, this isn't their entire world. And they have not cared about Mavs basketball at all the last few years until a little bit last season with Luka. And all of a sudden this year, it's like, I'm noticing, when did you get that Mavs t-shirt?
Yeah.
You know, like, when the new hoodie, huh? I mean, like, busting the hoodie out yesterday when it was kind of, it was chilly here in North Texas. It was like 75, right? Like, freezing cold. So, guys wearing the sweatshirts and the long sleeves and stuff. But I think people are in.
Yeah,
and
I watched it
last night.
People will, I mean, there are people, there's excitement. There's no doubt about that. But the preseason, there's never excitement for preseason outside of football.
Well, I think the at least the excitement for me was going to be the first look at Luka and Porzingis together because we haven't seen it at all, really, unless you spent time watching the Mavs scrimmage over the weekend, which I happened to. I keep saying I happened to. I guess I'm searching these things
you're
out.
Searching for
I'm
it.
That excited about it. I am legitimately that excited about it. It's not a forced thing, which it would have been in years past if I'd have gone and sought out the Mavericks scrimmage open to the public. But as a result, I ended up watching a lot of that because the combination of Kristaps and Luka looks like it's going to be incredibly special. Unfortunately, we didn't get it yesterday. What we did get is our boy Jackson, who had 14 points in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I got to believe this guy's Justin is definitely going to make the team. Like, I can't believe there's question marks about whether or not he's going to make this team.
Look, I mean, is the Mavs excitement real? Yeah, like I said, probably is. I don't know how that's going to translate to the amount of people watching every single game. I imagine.
No, come on. But that's not the barometer, though, is it?
No, it's not the barometer.
This is the issue, and this is something that we can get into later if you want. But, you know, but to me, this is just a classic example. You mentioned baseball. You mentioned the NBA. I would throw hockey in this, too. Too many games. And it's the reason why the NFL is so popular, college football so popular, is that people are busy, and they just don't have the time to watch all of that. And there have been rumors and rumblings that the NBA is considering knocking its schedule down,
right.
You know, 20 games or whatever, which I think would be a genius idea.
I think it'd be a great move. Baseball should move to 154, play some doubleheaders on a Sunday, and just kind of shrink the season by 2.5 weeks.
I hear you.
More than 2.5 weeks.
It's just hard for the owners to potentially give up the revenue and the money. They never, you would think. But I think the NBA might. The NBA kind of feels like the league that might see the big picture.
Wait a second. The NBA is not going to give up money. They're not giving up money yet, right?
See
now.
See what they're doing with China?
No, yeah. Hey, they would never do anything to potentially give up money at all.
I mean, come on now. League. Like, they're just like the rest of them. They are. Nobody's giving up money. You can reduce the see, here's the thing.
You were not pleased with Mr. Silver's comments yesterday.
Not really. If they reduce the games played, so when they want to increase the games played in the NFL, the players are like, okay, am I going to get compensated for those two more games? Well, if they reduce the games by eight, are the players going to be like, oh, by the way, I need to be uncompensated for those eight games we're not playing? I'm going to take a pay cut?
I absolutely expect them to be very, very steady about that, absolutely have a level head and say, dock my pay. I expect them to say that right away.
The owners will gladly do it if it means they get to reduce salaries.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's just, I don't think they're reducing salaries. I don't think the players are taking less, unfortunately. It would just be more expensive tickets for games.
That's it.
But the thing is, I mean, tickets are more expensive for NFL games, and people still go. And we were there on Sunday. There was 95,000 people and packed. You couldn't find a seat in the building.
But again, it's once a week, so it's much easier. But no, I mean, I watched the last half of the baseball game. Like I said, I went and bought a suit, which took up way too much of my time that I wanted to, but yeah,
Color did you settle on, by the way?
Blue.
Okay, that's a good choice.
Now, I wanted to get, the first one I found was blue, but it was a lighter, and it had like some maroon stitching inside it.
Yeah, when we say blue, we immediately assume navy blue.
Yeah, I mean, let's not get crazy
See,
now.
See, and that's what I'm excited, royal blue.
That's a royal blue suit.
Yeah, like the Dumb and Dumber color?
No, you know, that's baby blue. That's sky blue.
Royal blue. Dodger blue.
This is
kind of what he's got on now.
Yeah, it's like a Dodger blue.
Your MFFL suit. Your Mavs fan for life.
Pretty much.
Suit today.
I went to three or four places. I was like, all right. Because the only suit, I have a wedding to go to next month. The only suit I have is a Kings of Comedy suit. Okay, it's one of those, you know, baggy pants, long jacket. And I was like, I need a slim fit suit. I'm not slim. I'm not fat, but I'm not slim. I don't have a build of slim. But I still wanted the slim fit suit. And it is so hard to find one that works for me. Just so hard.
Come on, man.
Like
you.
Who's shaped like a diamond, man.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, I can't button a slim fit suit.
Not that barrel chest.
It's tough.
My chest
it's tough
is
when
too
you're
big.
As jacked as RJ to find a suit.
My boulders. I got to stop taking the teen.
I mean,
I got to stop with the teen here.
When's the last time you had to pee in a cup, man? I need to find out. Are you sure we're all good here?
So I went to three places. The first place had nothing. I mean, they didn't have a suit that was bigger than a 42. I'm like, who is buying these? And then, sorry.
I wear a 42.
I know, sorry.
Literally, exactly wear a 42.
Sorry. So I go to another one, nothing. I go to another one. $500. And I'm like, yeah, I'm out on that one. So I end up, and I went to, I don't even want to say the store, but then it was 50% off.
Great deal.
Then I get to the register, and I had the decision to take an extra 30% off by opening up a credit card.
Oh, that's always a smart idea.
Yeah.
That always ends well.
So I opened up a credit card.
Okay,
nice.
And I got an extra 30% off.
I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. You just have to be responsible with that credit card. Yeah, pay it off and cancel it when it comes in.
Maybe I should say that's always a great idea for RJ. You know, it seems like it's going to end really well.
Yeah.
The Mavericks back in action tonight. They'll take on the Pistons, and there is some sentiment, some thought that maybe Luka and Porzingis will be on the floor together at that point. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, the game tips off. I believe it's 6 o'clock tonight in Detroit.
Teams do play stars. Like Oklahoma City played Chris Paul for 17 minutes last night. The guy's almost 40. Like Steven Adams played 21 minutes last night for the Thunder. So
I just always get a little concerned with when it's a guy like Porzingis who has injury history that in the preseason, can you imagine? I mean, I'm knocking, you know, if you're with me, knock on wood, guys, you know, knock on table.
It's Corian. I would like to see, him play something like at some point in this preseason, but I'm with you. Like the last thing I want is Porzingis to be out there because the chances are you're going to get 65 to 70 games out of him, max. He's going to miss 10 games. Well, he's going to have load management games.
Yeah, they'll probably do that on purpose.
And then he's going to miss 5 to 10 games on his own. So it's probably 55 to 60 games, really. So the opportunities that he's going to have to get hurt are already going to be there. Do you really want to waste it? Do you really want to waste those chances in the preseason in games that don't count? I get it. That's why they don't play in the NFL in the preseason.
Right.
All right? I mean, hockey's like, the only one? They kind of have to. Baseball, they'll play for 4 innings. They'll get 2 at-bats, and then they'll go home.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, it's the way it works. I think I expect him to play at least a little bit. I'm going to be holding my breath when they're on the floor together, but I think it has a chance to be something pretty special. I cannot wait for this Mavs season. Also cannot wait to see what you guys are willing to and not bet when we're going to play a little game coming up at 6 o'clock. If I was a betting man, the NFL against the Dallas Cowboys. That's coming up when we're back on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.